Nestled into the riverbank along the James is the VCU Rice River Center, the state's first platinum-rated LEEDS building, whose crowning achievement is a green roof. Part of the roof is literally growing plants to help control rainwater runoff, insulate the building, and blend with the environment. Green roofs are really not new. Sod roofs in Scandinavia have been around for centuries, and the Europeans have traditionally been ahead of Americans. But a Virginia Tech professor recently told an international gathering in Germany a thing or two about how they work.
It's mainly engineers, some architects, some people in the building industry from all over the world, really.
Liz Grant in Aachen, Germany.
What they want to know, they being the rest of the world, is they want some validation of how green roofs work in our climate. The Germans have done some studies, but they have different weather than we have in the United States, so everybody's looking for some sort of validation of how well they're going to work.
America is catching on in big cities and small. The city of Richmond recently installed a couple of green roofs on its wastewater treatment plant and offers expedited building permits for anybody planning a green roof as part of its sustainability plan. But the most spectacular green roof in the Richmond area is still the Rice Rivers Center.
It fits so beautifully into the landscape overlooking the river.
Catherine Dahl, Director of Development at the Rice Rivers Center.
That it's, as anyone would tell you, it speaks a thousand words for itself.
Green roofs cost about double, but especially in cities, architects and planning engineers and people who live there are learning that a little patch of green is worth every penny. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.